We are beginning today's shir in Simin Kuf Tzadi Hei. We are up to Siv Gimel, which is the last few words on page Tzadi Tes, about to turn on to page 198. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Kol Heicha Shemitztarfos Shtei Chaburos. Anytime that two groups join together, like we discussed in the previous halachos, Tzorich Shiyishmu Shteihen Divrei HaMavarech Birchas HaZimun Biberur. They have to hear, both groups have to hear the words of the Mevarech when he says the Birch HaZimun clearly. The Rama writes, U'sha'ar Birch HaZimun Yivarech Kol Echa L'atzmo. After they hear the Birch HaZimun from the Mevarech, then they go on and say Birch HaZimun themselves. Avim Yirtzu Sha'mezamein Yotzi Kulam. If they want that the Mezamein should be Motzi everyone, Tzrichim Sheyishmu Kol Birch HaZimun. Then they have to hear the entire Birch HaZimun. Without hearing the entire Brachas HaMazon, they will not be Yotze whatsoever. So the Mishabura picks up on page 198, the top line in Sifkato Nyud. We said that if two groups want to join together, they both have to hear the words of the Mavarech, as he says the Brach HaZimun very clearly. Says the Mishabura, Ayin lekamon b'simen reish siv beiz. Look later on that we're going to see in Simon Reish Sif Beis, which we already saw a few times, that the opinion of the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch is that Birch HaZimun is just the lines of Nevarich and Baruch Shechanu. The Rama holds that the Birch HaZimun goes all the way till the end of the Bracha of Hazon HaSakol. And all that we say, it's so short, only according to Mechaber, Nevarich, and Baruch Shachanu, and according to the Rama, just Lazon HaSakol, that's only B'makom HaTzorech. Avalochatchila, Yoser Nochon Shiyishmu Kol HaBerich HaZamazon B'pi HaMavarech. Really, the best way is for everyone to hear the entire benching from the Mavarech, V'hu Yotzi'im B'chol HaBerich HaZamazon, and he will be motzi them in the entire Berich HaZamazon. V'ayin La'el Simen Kuf Pei Gimel Sev Zayim B'mishtavur Hashem. Look what we learned earlier in the Mishavura, that which we said, that even though ideally one should hear the entire Baruch HaMazon from the Mevarech, however, since nowadays we're not able to focus and to have Kavanah for the entire benching, everyone should really say it along with the Mevarech. And the Mishavura did say over there that in an ideal situation, if you feel the people that are there can handle it, then at least the first Bracha should be done by the Mevarech and everyone should listen and then everyone should pick up after the first bracha. However, the minhag olam, as we saw over there, is not so, is that each person benches themselves quietly with the mevarech and ends each bracha quickly before the mevarech so they could answer amen. At the very least, the first bracha. Says the Mishavura Baiter in Sifkoton Yud Aleph, we said they have to hear the Birch HaZimun from the mevarech, the bearer, very clearly. Ubidi'evet im lo shoma divrei ha-mezamein sha'amar nevarech. Bidi'evet, if they did not hear the words of the mezamein when he said nevarech, they only heard the rest of the tzibur answering Baruch Shachanu Mishalo, mutter gamkein lanos imoem biyachad, it will be mutter for them to answer with everyone else together. So even though the Mechaber says you have to hear clearly from the Mezamein, that's only lechatchila, but the Mishavura says with the Evid, if you don't hear from the Mezamein the Varech, you just heard people answering Baruch Shachanu, you could join in and answer with them. In note number 10, he points out what we learned earlier in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel Sif Aleph, that the Mechaber holds Ein Yosim Yidei Chovas Birchas HaZimun Kishein Shomen Osa V'Pi HaMavarech, that we came out in the Mechaber that you're actually not Yotze the Chiv of Birchas HaZimun if you don't hear it from the Mevarech. It's not enough to hear the Tzibur saying it. That's the addition of the Mishavura, but not the Mechaber. And in Sifkaton Yud Beis, he says, Tzrichim Sheyishmu, we said in the Ramah that the rest of Birchas HaMazon, after the Birchas HaZimun, each person should bench by himself. But if you want to hear the whole benching from the Mezamein, then Tzrichim Sheyishmu Kol Birchas HaMazon, says the Mishavura, V'yechavnu Lotzeis, and you also have to have Kavanah to be Yotzei. Let's now begin the new Simen, Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav. Mi she'ochal dvar iser in mitzaref l'zimun. If a person ate something that was aser, if he can join together for a zimun, the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, ochal dvar iser. A person ate something that is forbidden. Afal pi she'enu aser ela midrabanan. Even if the thing that he ate was only aser midrabanan, ein lezamin olav. He cannot join into the zimun. V'ein mevarechin olav lo batchila v'lo basof. We also do not make a bracha on something that is aser, not a bracha before one eats it, and not a bracha after one eats it. Let's see the Mishavura in Sifkaton Aleph. One who ate Eidvar Isser, Afilu Ein Isuro Be'etzem. Even if it's not an Isser Be'etzem, Elami Shum Shehu Asar Al Atzmo Davarzeh, even if something that he was Makabal on himself, but Derech Isser as a nether, that he would not eat it, that also would apply the same rules. Let's look at note number one. And that which the Mechaber said, if you ate a Dvar Isser, V'af im ochal machal shehu safik isser daraisa. Even if he ate something that's only a safik if it's asr, but the safik is, if it's asr midaraisa, the Prima Gadim writes, she'ein levarachin olav, you will not make a brach on it. V'kol shekein she'ein mezamnin olav, certainly you will not make a mezumin on it. Avay im ochal safik isser d'rabanon, but if you ate something that was a safik isser, but it was only a safik in an isser d'rabanon, there the Kaf HaChaim writes that you could make a bracha. So again, even though the Mechaber is saying if eating that's Aser, whether it's the Aser Daraisa or the Rabbanan, you're out, but when it comes to a Safek, we will be Machmir by a Safek Daraisa, but we will not be Machmir by a Safek the Rabbanan. Let's look at note number two, on that which the Mishabura just told us, even if it's not an Iser Be'etzim, it's only Aser because you Aser on yourself, you cannot join in the Zimun. Says note number two, V'chein Misha B'mezer Ochal Oshosa Yain Lifnei Avdala. So too, someone who b'mezid ate or drank wine before Avdalah. Rav Moshe says, "She'afal pi she'chayev levarach bracha achrona." Even though one is chayev to make a bracha achrona on that which he ate before Avdalah, v'ulai af rishona, and possibly even a bracha rishona, he's chayev in levisha machal atzmo eno aser. Because in that case, you ate before Avdalah; it's an iser in time. It's not an iser in what you're actually eating. Mikomakom mistaber she'eno mitzdarif l'zimun. Still, says Rav Moshe, it's logical that you cannot join into a zimun. Specifically, that you should not be able to join in to a zimun of 10 people with them mentioning Hashem's name. Now, the reason why we're going to keep seeing over and over that it's more machmir, the zimun, than the bracha, we'll see shortly in the Mishabura that when a person's eating an iser or doing an iser, that already is not considered a kvias. So, when it comes to a bracha rishona, bracha achrona, it doesn't matter if it's a kvias or not. If you eat, you have to make a bracha rishona. If you eat a certain shear, you have to make a bracha achrona. When it comes to zimun, we need kvias. And there the Mishabura tells us that eating an iser is not considered a kvias. And therefore, it comes up over here. Moshe says, eating before Abdullah, even though you're chayiv in a bracha afterwards, and possibly a bracha before, but you would not be joining into a zimun, and that is the svara, that joining into a zimun requires a kvias, and eating something that's usr, or is in a time of iser, that would not be considered a kvias. Me'idach, on the other hand, b'shalas and shuvas, mishnah halachos, kosav, shekevan, she'ena, iser al hapas. He says, no, since the iser is not on the food that you're actually eating, elashu usr ba'achila mishum havdalah, it's just that it's usr to eat any food then, because you didn't make havdalah yet. The iser is only in time, it's not in food. He holds the same way that if you eat before Kiddush or Abdullah, you have to make a bracha before and after. So too, you can join together in a zimun even though you're eating before Abdullah. Let's skip to the bottom of the page, the last paragraph, and note number two. In terms of a person who accidentally ate on Tzom Gedalia the fast day, so the Matar Ephraim writes, "She'afal pi she'chayev levarach bracha achrona, even though he's chayev to make a bracha achrona, that which he ate during the fast day, mikomakom imyesh anoshim acherim she'achlu beheter ein mezamnin alav. If there are others who were allowed to eat, they were cholim, and they were allowed to eat on the tainus, he cannot join in together for their zimun." When it comes to eating on a fast, which is Aser Midrabanan, it's the same case we just discussed, but there Shlomo Zalman has a suffix in Mevarech Olo, if one should make a bracha or not. So too, Shlomo Zalman is Mesupuk about one who ate something that was milchik during the 6 hours after he ate fleshik in Mevarech, if he should make a bracha, v'nisha b'tzarech in. Let's now continue with the Mishabur up to Sivkoton Beis. We said someone who ate a Dvar Isser, even though it's only Asr Midrabanan, we said Eim Mezamnin Olav, and then we said you don't make a bracha, not before, not afterwards. Says the Mishabur Sivkoton Beis, V'ein Mevarachin Olav, V'hu Adin She'ein Onen Omen Al Berchaso. Not only does one not make a bracha on it, if one hears someone else making a bracha on a food that's Asr, he would not answer Amen to that bracha. Sefkatan gimel velo betchila, he shouldn't make a bracha, not before, not afterwards. Hoel udvar iserhu, says a mishabura in Sefkatan gimel, since it is advar iser. V'yesh aveira ba'achilaso, and there is an iser in the achila, menayitz es Hashem bebrachaso azeh, he's really cursing Hashem by making a bracha, okinyan shenemer, like the pasuk says, boteya beirech niyetz Hashem, that one who makes a bracha on stolen goods, so that's like cursing Hashem. Let's pause over here and see a few notes. In note number 3, on that which we said you don't make a bracha before eating it because it is a dvar iser. In note number 3, he discusses some other foods that are aser v'chein le'inyan pash and ilosha b'cholav o b'shuman. So too, bread that was kneaded with dairy, v'ein nikur ba shehi chalavis o b'saris, with dairy, with milk, or with shuman, with fat, which is fleishik. So if you have bread that's made milchik or fleishik and it's not recognizable, there's no siman on it, that it's chalavis o besaris, so there the Prima Gadam writes, shekeven shemidirabanan asar la'ochlo, since that is an isser midirabanan to eat bread that's milchik or bread that's fleishik, kemavur b'shachadarach yaradeya, like the Shachadarach tells us in Yaradeya, gzeira shema yochlenu kishi chalavis in basa, there's a gzeira that you might eat the dairy bread with fleishik or the fleishik bread with dairy, so ein mevarchin alei bracha rishona v'achrona. Therefore, you also, says the Prima Gadim, would not make a bracha rishona or bracha achrona, since that food is aser to eat. Omnon, however, v'agos hagon Rebbe Akiva Eiger kan kosav. Here Rebbe Akiva Eiger says sheish laka b'zeh mishnei ta'amim. There's two reasons why we should be making about this over here, that you could make a bracha before and after such foods of dairy bread or fleishik bread. Aleph, number one. Hol v'iser achilas pazu eino iser be'etzem v'iser kalhu. Since this is not a very strong iser, it's only a light iser. V'chein kosav aruch hashulchan das Rambam. So too writes the aruch hashulchan in the opinion of the Rambam. Shemutu levarich al kol advarim she'asurim be'iser kalhu midrabanan. That you are allowed to make a bracha on anything that's aser with a lenient iser midrabanan. Ki bishulei akum v'cholav akum. Like food that is cooked by an akum, or milk that was milked by an akum. In those cases, so we're more lenient. That's reason number one why we could be lenient to make a bracha on this lenient iser of bread that was made with milchik or with fleishik. And beis number two, al pi das hakresi sherashai lechalek hapas leharbe anoshim. You're able to split up the bread amongst many people. Be'inyan sheyia lekol echa davar muat, that each person would have a little bit. And as we see in the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Chazal never goes there on having dairy bread if it's a very small amount. Similar to what we know the halacha, by a wealthy person who eats demai, he could be joining the zimun, because if he wanted, he could be mafir as nechasim and be an ani, and he could be allowed to have demai. Therefore, since he has the potential there, we view him with that potential right now and allow him to be part of a zimun. Hu adin shegam kan mevarich. So too over here, even if he's eating from a loaf of bread that's made dairy, he would be allowed to make a bracha. Kevan shehoya yochol lechalku lacher lahashir laatzma kazayas. Since he could theoretically split it up amongst a bunch of people and be left with the kazayas, therefore it's nidun al shem sofo on the potential that he could split it up, and therefore he would be able to make a bracha, and therefore that's the second reason why Rebbe Akiva Eiger says that we could be lenient to yes make a bracha before and after bread that's made dairy or made meat. Let's skip the next paragraph and then go a little weiter in note number 3. V'ha'ochel davar iser l'achar shebitlo b'shishim l'chadchila. We know a person is not allowed to mevatel iser l'chadchila. The inyan of bitl is only after the fact. You can't l'chadchila go and be mevatel something. So if someone goes and eats something after he has mevatel it on purpose b'shishim, the hainu shebitlo b'shishim kidei sheyia mutr l'achlo. That means to say that he was mevatel it in 60 in order that he should be allowed to eat it. Shadin hu sheneser ba'achilu midrabanan mevatel atzmon hu shalo. Where the halacha is that it becomes aser ba'achilu midrabanan for the one who is mevatel it, if it's his. V'chein l'mishin es batel b'shvilo, and so too it becomes aser to the one he was mevatel it for. Kosta b'sefer psach advir b'shem sefer beis oved shehistapik there mesupuk ha'im kevan shasru rak mishum knas mevarachalov. Do we say since it's only a knas from your mevatel iser l'chadchila, therefore you could make a bracha on it? O shokevan sheklapi hamevatel shavu rabbanon chaticha diisura, or since for the mevatel the rabbanon made it like a piece of iser, nechshav ko'ochel iser the rabbanon, it's like you're eating an iser the rabbanon ve'im mevarachalov, and you can't make a bracha on it. The Hasik, and he comes out, Lamaskona al Pidivre Hamaharita Shekosav Shekol Dover Shaosru Chazal Meizatam Sheyia Nechshav Leisr Gomer. That anything that Chazal asserted for any reason is considered Isr Gomer, and therefore this kind of food that you mavatal Isr Lechachila to get yourself to eat it, you would not be able to make a bracha or make a mezuman on it. Amnam, however, the Kavachaim argues, he writes, Shekevan Shamachal Asmo Mutter, since the food itself is Be'etzem Mutter, V'davar Acher Gorem Bo Isr, and there's a side thing that's creating the Isr, which is the Bitul Lechachila that you did, Yesh Lahar B'tshuva Masha Asa, you should have thoughts of tshuva on what you did wrong, Ulevarech, and you should make a bracha, kedei shelo yeh mosef al cheta rachman al atzlan. Shouldn't be adding on to your chet. You did one thing wrong, don't do another thing wrong of eating without a bracha. And therefore, you should be maharet tshuva belibo, and then you should make the bracha. Let's see over here as well, note number 4, again, on that which we said in the Mishabur and Sifkat and Gimel, that you don't make a bracha since it's a dvar iser, and there is an aveiru ba'achilaso. V'ha'ocha baser she'esh bo dam. Let's say a person is eating meat that has the blood still in it, Obasar sheina manuka, or blood that wasn't cleaned out from the fats, shabasar atzma mutter, the basar itself be'etzim is mutter, but it's asr la'ochlo rak mipnei taruvas ha'isr. It's only asr to eat it because there's isr mixed in. There's dam, or whatever that's mixed into it, and it's going to be asr, but be'etzim, the meat is mutter. So there is stopping a gonor shalom azam in Orbach, im chayav l'varech beglal ha'chelek shel heter sheyesh be'basar. There is shalom azam in Orbach, is mesubik that maybe, in fact, you're chayav to make a bracha because the meat be'etzim is mutter, and therefore, even though you're eating isr also, but you're also eating mutter, so maybe it should be permissible. And we'll see one more note, which is in the back of the sefer, note number 5, on that which the Mishabura says, that making a bracha on these foods that are asr ba'achila, that would be menayit as Hashem be'berchasu alzeh. He writes, in mitam zeh, for this reason, kosa b'shalas shuvas maram shik, sha'ochel machal ha'masukin l'briyuso, one who eats food that's dangerous for his health, asr lo levarach alav, it is asr to make a bracha on it, mishum sha'over avera ba'achilaso, because you're also over an avera by eating it. Sharei v'chaybahem, it says v'chaybahem, we're not allowed to do things that are dangerous for ourselves, and if you do it through achila, you wouldn't make a bracha. V're'ei od masha kasavnu l'kamon, le'inyan misha sakonav b'shvilo lishtos arba kosos olecho matzo maru. Look what we see in Hilchos Pesach. Lagabe, someone who is dangerous for him to drink the arba kosos or to eat the matzo, the maru on Pesach, umachnis atzmu l'sakona, and he places himself in a dangerous situation, kidei l'kayim ha-mitzvah, in order to mekayim ha-mitzvah, shedas mari asad shu mitzvah haba ba'avera. The mari asad says a mitzvah haba ba'avera, v'yesh omrim even stronger, shein ze mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah at all, el ha-avera b'vad. It's even more chomer. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to make a bracha on such foods. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah now, and continue on the second column of page 198, Sifkat and Daled. We said when your person is eating an iser, even if it's only asr midrabbanan, he doesn't make a mezuman, he doesn't make a bracha, not in the beginning, not at the end. Says the Mishabura Sifkat and Dal, v'afilu im ochal kadei svia. He doesn't make a bracha achrona even if he ate till he was full. V'im ochal b'shogeg, but if he ate it by accident, the iser, v'niskar achar achiloso, and he only realizes his mistake after he ate it, da'as ha'taz v'od kama achronim, the opinion of the taz, and other achronim is, d'bazeh yuchal l'varach basof. In that case, he can make the bracha afterwards. V'hainu, we can make a bracha chrono. V'hainu, afilu lo'ochak te svia. Even if he didn't eat till he was satisfied, it's only the midrabanan, he can still make the bracha because it was b'shogeg, the bazel lo shayach niyutz. That we wouldn't call a niyutz. Elo de l'inyan ziman, however, when it comes to ziman, afilu b'shogeg ein lezamen alzeh. Even if you only ate the iser b'shogeg, what we said, you can make a bracha chrono, you should not join in the ziman. Why? The achilas iser lo chashiva kviyas. Like we mentioned before, eating something that is aser, even if you did it b'shogeg, that takes away the kviyas. It's not considered kviyas. And therefore, even though you can be chayv and bracha rishon, or you can be chayv and bracha chrono. However, if you don't have a kviyas, you're not chayv and zimun, and therefore eating iser is not considered a kviyas. The next case the Mishabur discusses is, im gonav o gozal chitim utachonon va'afon. If a person stole as a gneva in a sneaky way, or a gzeva, he grabbed it away from someone, some wheat, and he ground it up, and he baked it, and he made it into bread. Yesh omer, there are those who say, sha'af al pi sheknon b'shinui, even though the ganav of the gazlan was kone with shinui maisa, v'arei heim shalo, and now the bread belongs to him. Elo shechayv l'shayim l'dovim avurim, just he has to pay back the money that it was worth for the wheat that he stole. Mikom akom asur levarach al zeh. Even though it's now his, it's asur to make a bracha on it, bein bracha rishona, bein birchas hamazon. Whether it's a bracha rishona or birchas hamazon, you don't make a bracha. De le'inyan bracha de'iz bo askaras Hashem. Because when it comes to a bracha that has the mentioning of Hashem's name, chamir tvei, it's more chamir, v'tamir hu b'chal niyotz. And that's always going to be considered a niyotz. So you didn't have era, you don't make a bracha on it. V'esh omer, however, there are those who say, the whole v'kona, since l'maisa, he was kona it, yachol v'arach, they say he is allowed to make a bracha, so that is a machlokas. So how should we come out? L'maisa, v'das amagin avrom, te'l'inyad b'rachas ha'mazom, when it comes to benching, im ocha k'dei sviya, if he ate till he was full. So yesh l'horos b'zayin she'evar b'rachas ha'mazom, in that case, he should make a b'rachas ha'mazom. T'huda o'raisa, v'esh l'hachmir l'varach. Because if already we have a machlokas aposkim and he ate till it was a sheer svia, and now we're discussing birchas hamazon, so that already would be a safek daraisa, and therefore he would make a birchas hamazon. But the mashmos is, if he didn't have a kdei svia, he just had a kazayas or a kebeya, so then, since it's a machlokas, he would not, in fact, make the bracha. That would be a safek derabanan, where we would go to kula. We'll stop here, and Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we will begin with Siv Beis.